Last Word and Epilogue. In episode 20 of, in my opinion, One Small Word, I drew this series of podcasts to a close with the words, I would like to dedicate this episode, and indeed this series of, in my opinion, to my other half and publisher, Mary Spence, MBE, in acknowledgement of her constant support and encouragement, and in recognition of her suggesting this might be a fitting moment to conclude. Quite right, Mary, quite right. I then rounded off with a pricey for the book version, which by now was well underway to completion, and a last word. Here it is. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. An epigram by Jean-Baptiste Alphonse Carr in the January 1849 issue of his journal Les Guêpes, the Wasps. Literally, the more it changes, the more it's the same thing. It is the settled order that nothing stays the same, and so it is the ultimate oxymoron to suggest that we accept the inevitability of change as a status quo. However, when I embarked on this series in June 2019, few could have envisaged that within weeks we would be engulfed by events of such enormity and magnitude, all of which were momentous in themselves, but each of which was to be overshadowed by one in particular. Worldwide Black Lives Matter protests, unparalleled levels of political disturbances from Hong Kong to Belarus, alarming accelerations in climate change and species loss, massive cyber attacks across continents, the baffling behaviour of President Donald Trump, the list is a lengthy one. Yet all trail in the wake of possibly the most serious issue ever to confront mankind, the coronavirus pandemic. The story of how the virus broke out, the universal suffering it inflicted, and the monumental efforts to develop a vaccine already comprise the stuff of legend. There is a long way to go. Yes, things will continue to change. But the last couple of years or so have been particularly momentous in their scope. By happenstance, I was presented with the opportunity to contemporaneously record my observations on some of them alongside more benign matters that confirm how life as we know it still tends to go on. It is thus rewarding to imagine that one day this book may provide a helpful reference point for students not yet born, reflecting on a unique slice of our social history. In the meantime, I know that for all its foibles, I shall continue to be impressed by the sheer indomitability of the human condition. Signed, Graham Fisher. And that was it. Job done. And then this happened. Epilogue. God bless America. It is the curse of the writer that, betwixt the time of dotting the final full stop on the last paragraph and the finished work appearing in print, some element of content will have been overtaken by Harold Macmillan's Events, dear boy, events. That's from Thoughts on Thoughts, episode 11. So, and here's a trick of the trade, for that is all it is. In an effort to mitigate the effects, one may take to a bit of crystal ball gazing in predicting events that may keep the work current for just that little while longer. It does not require any unique talent of prescience or great leap of soothsaying to see the continuing rise of China and India as world players, the ongoing march of Scottish nationalism, the post-Brexit hangover, the powder keg nestling beneath South Africa, the eventual landing on Mars, the unifying scientific theory of everything, and so on ad desperandum or optimum, depending on your perspective. Even so, when I wrote Last Word at just about the latest possible moment before proofreading and dispatching the completed work to my publisher, never in my most fevered imaginings could I have envisaged the events, dear boy, events, the consequences of which will enshroud us for a long time hence, and which necessitated me reconsidering my concluding remarks at the very last moment before my publisher demanded, let's have it then. As indicated in Colours of Power, Episode 18. The presidency of Donald Trump has been, remarkable. In the final paragraph of the postscript, I suggest, in the interests of balance, we must acknowledge those millions of Trump supporters who, long after this election is a footnote, will sorely cogitate for years to come on the travesty of it all. Just hours later, on the morning, UK time, of 7th of January 2021, the world awoke to the shocking aftermath of a previous day of unprecedented violence and anarchy in the very heart of USA democracy, where hordes of protesters and a representative taxonomy of the great unwashed invaded the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. As with those who recall JFK being shot in 1963, remembering exactly where they were when it happened, this one is up there. It would be irresponsible of me to let it pass unrecorded. My gosh, this really was history in the raw. The mishmash of some primal broth, from which we will not be sure what will be supped upon the spoon until it cools, but which we know will bear little resemblance to what ingredients we lobbed in the pot. 5 people dead, delegates in a fortified concrete citadel hiding behind lecterns as a mob invades, armed security guards brandishing their weapons, violent threats, pipe bombs, a scene described as close to civil war, awful, simply awful, and painful to watch. It was a tragedy. As a writer and broadcaster, it is not often that I am lost for words. I was lost for words. My golden opportunity, my inadequacies exposed. I will leave it to others to document these astonishing events, but for those students not yet born reflecting on a unique slice of our social history, to whom I allude in last word, I place on record that even as one who does remember where he was when he heard of Kennedy being shot, I have never witnessed anything more alarming. I would wish that I never have to do so again, but now this particular and hitherto unimaginable line has been crossed, I fear I will. The eyes of the world stared on these unbelievable events, not all of them munificent. Cue back to Colours of Power, episode 18. The implications for world order are profound, and it is no great step from imagination to reality in seeing the likes of Russia's Putin, China's Xi Jinping, North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and other bastions of a not-so-free world rubbing their hands with glee in front of an entrapped populace to gloat, "Aren't you just glad you haven't got this?" A spectacular own goal by the West. Prescience? Note to mother. Mom, I think this could be your lad's finest hour. Oh, and don't forget to bring the milk. Entire forests must have been pulped to accommodate the ensuing copy. And for those students not yet born to whom I allude, this will be rich pickings. However, in a blizzard of coverage, it was one in particular that impressed me. Broadcast on BBC Radio 4's Point of View on Sunday the 10th of January 2021 under the title of A Turning Point for Democracy, and I say with some envy the excellence of which I strive to emulate, essayist and staff writer for The New Yorker, Adam Gopnik, offers a 9-minute exposition to make sense of events in Washington and argues the attack on Congress was predictable, and he explores the fascinating mismatch between the cult leader and the occult. He does so from his self-confessed alternating perspectives of an "I told you so" and "I know it all," perceptive, analytical, and razor-edged in its economy of language, yet barely constrained in its controlled anger and wonderment. This was a man who was clearly keeping shock in check whilst maintaining professional restraint. A masterpiece of evaluation suffused with controlled emotion, I commend it to the House. Yet still, as I note in One Small Word, episode 20, I shall continue to be impressed by the sheer indomitability of the human condition. Perhaps therein lies the essence of my own sense of hope. Thank you again for sharing in my deliberations. And if you should happen to concur with any of them, thank you for that also.